True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowder Solana. Welcome to the show.
With the three amigos, Hot Me Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. Full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. So Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. For the crib, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
Welcome to the show, man. Friday, I'm feeling good. I just saw Austin Jackson might be available to go Sunday, baby. Let's go. Let's go, baby.
And it's one day after the Dolphins were in all of the In the Hunt graphics. I mean, things are starting to turn.
They were in all the In the Hunt graphics yesterday. We got football coming up at 3 p.m. My FIU Panthers, a women's basketball team, just won a game. I was on the call on. I mean, who wouldn't want to sign in on a Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, to do a show? Appel's got some Winter Classic merch. That hat is fire, man.
Yeah, right? A little,
does that have the new, it's the traditional Leaping Cat. It's a traditional one.
I think it's like a hat version of the one that's on the jersey. So it's just
really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. It looks good there.
Yeah. It looks good in better lighting, in regular lighting, than it did in the promo video.
You were at the arena earlier in the week when the Panthers played the Flyers. Was that Wednesday?
Oh, I was. Yeah.
I want to talk to you about. We have so much to get to today. I know it's an abbreviated show. Hawk told me he might sign on Wednesday, but I guess he's not. I didn't even text him.
So I texted him this morning and I said, "Hey, I heard a rumor that you were going to pop onto the show at some point today." And let me read you his response.
Okay. I didn't text him because it's his day off, even though technically it's my day off. And I had another job this morning. I was on the call on ESPN Plus, but I said, "Hey, Jimmy is going into the studio. Appel is signing on to do the show. He's doing 4 hours, 2 hours with Marcos and 2 hours with us. I'm not going to leave these two guys alone. These are my guys. I'm going to I'm going to log in. I'll do the show from my humble abode in Kendall. You know, I've got tremendous work ethic. A little pat on my own back. Go ahead. What did Hawk say?
So I said, I heard a rumor you may be popping on the show today. He goes, the rumor is unfounded as I did not even bring my laptop. I had intent. I just forgot it upon departure. I said, it's the thought that counts.
Isn't that like Appel as a younger person? And by the way, I'm not doing the thing where I'm calling Hawk old. He's just older than us.
Right.
Would you ever forget your laptop?
No. And like, I have a computer bag that I bring on every trip. Obviously, everywhere. I travel mostly for work, but like, in the off chance that something happens and I need to do something on my laptop, I have it. It's just everywhere. It's there, is like, it's a safety net. I don't feel comfortable. You know, we talk about that with the phones where like, if you don't have your phone on you, you panic. When I travel, if I don't bring my laptop, I feel like I'm naked.
Yeah. And it's not even a Hawk thing. Like, people just don't use their laptops the way that we use them, unless it's like a work laptop and you're constantly plugged in. But I take my laptop, I'm constantly doing something. I'm constantly on my laptop doing something. So that's crazy that he just, and I believe it. Like, he probably just had all the intent in the world to have his laptop on him, and he forgot.
Now, if you were going out of town and you said you were going to pop onto the show.
Oh, well, that's why I brought it up.
And then forgot your laptop. How would he react to that? Because I imagine
the whole hour,
the grace that we are handling it with.
The whole first hour would literally be me getting crushed. I'll leave to a Heat game sometimes and like forget to just tell Hawk, yo, I'm out. And then he'll do 30 minutes on.
Normally he tells me.
Solana just pops off. He didn't prepare headlines. All right. So what I wanted to say was that you were at the Panthers game, and I want to get into what's going on with the Panthers, because from what I understand, the Flyers aren't very good, but every time they play the Panthers, they look like the best team in the NHL. But speaking of the Winter Classic merch, do they have that on sale at the Amerant Bank Arena already?
Yeah. They have everything on sale at the practice facility in Fort Lauderdale, and they also have it at the arena at Pantherland as well. And I'm not going to say how much I spent, but I bought three things, and it was a lot of money for only three things.
Yeah. You're a sucker for just like expensive merchandise.
I like special occasion things.
You're bougie as hell when it comes to your clothing. Like, bougie, and I'm pretty bougie, but you know, you're a Lululemon guy, a Travis Matthew guy, and then the Panthers, and I'm guilty of this too, but you know, I got the discount with the Heat, so I get 30% off everything. But when the Heat drop like some fire stuff, I gotta get it. I just have to. You do the same thing as well with the Florida Panthers. Like, they drop merch, you're getting it every time.
Absolutely. I mean, I bought both reverse retro jerseys. Yeah. I bought a Winter Classic jersey. I mean, how many times are the Florida Panthers going to be playing in a Winter Classic? How do I not buy every single peach of merch?
You buy peaches. Yeah, you buy peaches. Every time you go to Publix, you buy all the peaches.
And Pantherland. So, yeah, I mean, how do you not take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime event the Panthers are participating in?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm stoked to get the chance to go to the Winter Classic this year. I cannot wait. We've got NFL football coming up. Eagles, Chicago Bears, good game. Both teams are 8-3. You wouldn't have guessed that coming into the season. So, Appel and I are going to take you up, and Jimmy, until 4 p.m., and then after, you're going to get Florida Panthers hockey starting at 4. We didn't book any guests today. Just full disclosure to everybody who's tuned in. And if you're working, I apologize. But you can rock with us until 4. Because I just figured we're gonna BS a little bit today. I want to talk about the football games from the other day. The Heat are going to play the Pistons tomorrow. But depending on what happens tonight, I guess this could count as your headlines. Depending on what happens tonight in the final cup games, and I'll tell you later on in the show, Appel, what we're rooting for, but depending on what happens in the cup games, the Heat might advance as the winner of East Group C or as the best wild card team as well.
They basically just need the Bucks to beat the Knicks, right? Is that what it comes down to?
If the Bucks beat the Knicks, then the Heat win the group because they have the head-to-head. They'll end 3-1 just like the Bucks, but they'll have the head-to-head over Milwaukee. They beat them the other night. So, yeah, I mean, that's best case scenario. The thing is, I don't know if Giannis is going to play.
Right.
So, I mean, that is key here.
And this is, this has massive implications. It's a massive tournament, and I hope the Heat advance.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to do this. I don't know what your feelings are towards the NBA Cup. Me and Hawk, before you joined us on our last show on Wednesday, we debated it. I think he was just trolling me, and it worked.
Oh, that's your entire show, though.
Yeah. And it worked. It worked. He got me. He got me a hook, line, and sinker. I'm just looking to see here if Giannis is going to play. Yeah, USA Today. Is Giannis Antetokounmpo? This is the headline. Is Giannis Antetokounmpo going to play? Look at the latest, right? So then you click, and then I've got to scroll all the way down for a maybe. So, all right, there's no update there.
I couldn't have made it. That's clickbait to the highest degree right there.
Yeah, USA Today always gets me, man. Damn.
Please.
So basically, yeah, if the Bucks beat the Knicks, then you're in. The thing is, if the Bucks don't beat the Knicks, there's still a chance for the Heat to make it as the best wild card team, the best second place finish in the Eastern Conference. But that's where it gets tricky, depending on who wins elsewhere, who wins. Like the Pistons are playing tonight. It could come down to them in Orlando. They play Orlando in Detroit tonight, and then they come down to Miami tomorrow. So it gets a little bit more complicated after that.
My only thing with the NBA Cup is the incentive of, oh, well, if the Heat win or whoever wins, they all make extra money. For me as a fan, that does nothing for me. Like, great for them, but that doesn't add any stakes for me. It's just a competitive thing where, like, I want to see the Heat win. That's all.
Oh, I get you. Yeah. I mean, some people just aren't bought in. Like, I get it. But I do think, I don't want to do this again, but I just think there's value to playing games that are meaningful. That's all. I just think there's value to playing games, and it answers what a lot of people are upset about, which is the fact that the NBA players don't care about, you know, regular season games in November and December. So that's why I bought in. I like it. I like the idea of just giving you something extra. Why not? Giving you something a little bit extra in the middle of the season.
I think that's actually an apt point about this particular Heat team post Jimmy Butler, that outside of Bam and Tyler Hero and Wiggins, obviously, like, who are the guys that really have a lot of experience in games that have real stakes to them, whether they're quote unquote made up or not? Like, there are stakes to it that they are going to have to play well and meet. So for that, like, I think it's good for the Heat to experience that as a group.
Yeah, no, I mean, can you win quote unquote important games earlier in the season? And if you can, you know, you develop some a little camaraderie late in games. Overall, I love what the Heat have done in terms of their offense. Obviously, everybody loves that. But also, last year they were below 500, 19-22 overall on their home floor. This year they're 9-1 after beating Milwaukee the other day.
I think they averaged, what, like 307 points per game?
Literally. And Appel, they're winning clutch games.
Yeah.
They didn't do that a year ago. They sucked. They were blowing double-digit leads like it was nobody's business. And this season, they're winning clutch games. Those things to me matter, especially if you feel like the East is wide open, which I do. So what is up with the Panthers? Like, what's going on? No. By the way, your headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito. Our lowest price, visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
So if you think back to the last couple of years, for whatever reason, there's like always like a couple teams that just seem to have the Panthers number. And the Flyers this year and last year a little bit, they've just kind of been that team. Wednesday night was the first period was really, really good. Really good. Second period, Flyers came back, controlled more of the play, but you figure that was going to happen because the Panthers had the ice tilted in their favor the entire first period. I mean, Jimmy knows. He was there, what, three quarters of the way through the second period, Jimmy?
Yeah.
So you saw? Yeah. That was a joke because I thought you were late to the game, but you made it on time.
I didn't make it on time.
And in the third period, the Panthers should have lost. Like, the first period, the Panthers should have left the first up like 6-0. The third period, the Panthers should have given up like 6 goals. The first 5 minutes, I've never seen anything like the Flyers had multiple open net opportunities and put them wide or missed the net or hit the post, or Bob made a big save. Didn't make a lot of them, but he did on a couple of occasions. And then the Panthers like never really generated anything in that third. And so you had a missed slash on Gustav Forsling with less than a minute left on a zone entry by the Flyers. And then Aaron Ekblad takes a wrister right off the shin and goes down. So they're basically playing with four players, and one of them doesn't have a stick. And there was a screen out in front, chaos, and they were able to get one by Bob. And then just they couldn't they didn't even get the opportunity to pull Bob for the empty net. And the Flyers scored right after that. It's one game. There are no big games in November unless there was an NHL Cup. Then there would be big games in November, but there's not. So they just got to stay right around the playoff line. They're like 2 points out right now. I think they're fine.
That's it, right? Like big picture for the Panthers here. Yeah. Stay in contention.
Yeah.
Get some bodies back later and kind of win the final months of the regular season and just make sure you're in the playoffs.
They'll be fine. And look, if you look back the last few seasons, Bob, notoriously slow starter in October and November. Notorious for it. So hopefully he's able to turn it around.
I don't think anybody's concerned about Bob.
No.
Come April, May, June, nobody's going to be concerned about Sergei Bobrovsky.
I'm in such a tough spot with this team, though, because like as frustrated as Wednesday was, like they've banked so much. I mean, is it possible to bank more goodwill than the last three seasons? I don't know that there is. Am I going to lose my mind over a November loss? It's a bad loss, but am I going to lose my mind over it? No.
But we used to do the same thing. Like I remember with the Big Three Heat, Appel, every single game. The first year was unlike anything I've ever experienced. But
9-8? Woof.
It makes sense that first year, right? Because the expectations were 73-9. Like that's what people were saying had to happen with the team. You put LeBron and Wade and Bosch in the Big Three. But even after that, even after they won the title, I remember that 2012-13 season. So after winning the title against OKC, every game felt like the biggest game ever in the history of the franchise, because if they lost, right, let's say Bosch had a bad game, then people just start the narrative of, trade Bosch or bench Bosch. He's better off the bench. Wade had a bad game. Well, LeBron needs to force the Heat to put Wade off the bench or trade Dwayne Wade. His knees can't hold up. And then they win 27 straight games. You know, like every game felt massive until they just didn't.
Part of that, though, is the Heat had a track record of success and being like the gold standard for South Florida sports organizations and arguably one of the most well-run teams in the NBA. And the Panthers, before Barkov really became into his prime.
Five, six seasons ago.
2016 with Gerard Gallant, when they went to the playoffs with Barkov, and you kind of started to see, all right, like there is something there. Even a couple years after that, really until Bill Zito took over, like they were known as a joke. I watched, and this still tells you a lot about me. My YouTube algorithm has been feeding me full throwback Panther games from like the early 2010s, mid 2010s, and it threw at me a Saturday night Panthers Sabres in 2014. And this Panthers team didn't make the playoffs, but they finished 91 points. They were solid. It was mid-December, a Saturday night, and I press play, and that building could not have been emptier. Like, it was silent in there. And you compare that to now, it's just the track record of the two organizations where, like, anything the Panthers do from here is gravy. And for the Heat, they had that standard that they had set for themselves. Now the Panthers kind of have that a little bit.
Well, it's a difference between, like, hey, are you satisfied with two Stanley Cup titles for the next 20 years?
No.
Or are you trying to be a team that's in it every year? And I think at some point, Appel, there's going to be, like, that drop-off, even if it's for a season. It could be this year, right? But it's not even that the franchise isn't being well run. It's just a reality of injury and how many games they've played. But I don't think we're at that point yet where you're just going to kind of write off this season. I don't think it's fair, especially, I mean, you're getting Tkachuk back. You're getting how many guys are injured right now that are going to be back towards the end of the season.
They're literally missing their two most important players.
Right.
Like, facts. Like, Barkov and Tkachuk, they're two most important players.
And I don't know if Barkey's going to be healthy enough to come back, but Tkachuk will be, and then, hey, you never know. I mean, Barkov's doing, like, yoga in out in parks shirtless. Like maybe he's trending towards being back earlier than expected.
I have heard things that the team is. I mean, and Spo. I mean, really let the cat out of the bag during training camp when he met with Barkov. But his timeline might have been off on that. But there are people that are convinced if and when they make the playoffs that he will be back. So
we'll see. So we do have a Panthers game tonight. Again, you'll hear that on FM 104.3 WQAM at 4 o'clock. Thank you, Jimmy. And we have the Dolphins playing against the Saints on the other side. We'll wrap up headlines here. On the other side, I have a list of 5 Dolphins questions, courtesy of Dolphins Wire, that need to be answered for the remainder of the season. Down the final, what do we have, 6 games left, Appel? 7 weeks, 6 games?
5 games, depending on how, depending on if you've had your bye or not. It's 5 or 6 games, depending.
Right, yeah. So we'll go over that list. But how about these games yesterday in the NFL, Appel? I don't know which one kind of stood out to you the most. I'll just start at the very top, Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers. I don't want to get too deep into it, but yeah. I was impressed as hell watching them play with the Lions. I think the Lions are legit. That's not a hot take, but I genuinely, I'm buying the Lions this year. And I don't know, that game made me second guess that. And I was out. I was selling the Packers being any sort of contender. And all of a sudden, I'm buying Jordan Love and the Packers contending in a playoff game.
They have a really good defense. But with Detroit, you have to remember, they play that entire game without Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
They're without Sam Laporta. They're a little bit banged up on the offensive line. So that certainly affected them. They're a little bit banged up on defense as well. But that is an incredibly impressive performance by Green Bay going on the road.
Big time.
To Detroit. They've beaten Detroit twice this year. Remember in the opener they shut them down in Green Bay? And did it again yesterday. And every time you felt like Detroit was going to punch back, Green Bay was like, just get away. Like, enough of you.
Enough.
And obviously everybody's talking about Man Campbell going for it down 10 on 4th and 3. And I'm conflicted because the play was there to be made. Jameson Williams makes that catch probably 9 times out of 10. Jared Goff makes a better throw 9 times out of 10. But at the same time, like, you're in the fourth quarter, make it a 1-score game.
I don't understand it. Like, and I like Dan Campbell. I like the strategy that he typically is more aggressive. And I like that, right? Like, I like the ballsy head coach, but he's always ballsy. And sometimes you just have to be it's not even conservative. You just have to be reserved. You have to be smart at times to give your team a chance. He went for it earlier in the game as well, Pell. He went for it earlier. I don't remember if it was the second quarter or maybe it was the third quarter where they're at around midfield and he's going for it on fourth down. And you're just kind of like, why? Just punt the ball. It's a 1-score game.
And I understand what the numbers might say, and I'm stealing this take from Bart Scott, who I'm not normally, don't tell him I said this, hopefully he's not listening, not normally the biggest fan of Bart Scott, but I thought he made a good point on Get Up this morning when he's like, you don't have Sam Laporta. You don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Right.
I know what the numbers say, but those are two pretty big pieces that you're missing that change a heck of a lot. So...
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Somebody writes to us on our text line or on our chat here. A lot of big games this weekend for Miami. Trust me, we're going to talk a lot about the Hurricanes in the 3 o'clock hour. Hurricanes play Pitt tomorrow. Gino Toretta, you know, he kind of worried me about this Pitt team. He was on with us on Tuesday. And he was telling us about Pitt's quarterback, how good their pass rush is as well. And I don't know if you've seen the weather for tomorrow's game. It'll be a noon kickoff. You can listen to the game here. It's going to be a high of 35 in Pittsburgh tomorrow for this game.
And it's not like the Hurricanes don't have a history of being in a similar spot.
Mm-hmm.
The last time they were flirting with 10 wins, I know last year, but the last time before the Crystal Ball era that they were in a position like this, they went to Pittsburgh. I called the game 2017. Kenny Pickett, true freshman, beat Malik Rozier, Braxton Berrios, and the Hurricanes the last week of the season, and that was pretty much all she wrote. Like, that was a big, big loss for Miami, because at that point, they could conceivably had lost the ACC championship game to Clemson, which they did, but still gotten an at-large bid to the college football playoff. Once they lost that Pitt game,
it was done. Yeah, because it was still four teams. I remember Miami was a top three team. They were in the top three going into that game. They ended up losing to Pitt, and it was done. It was over. Yeah. And they don't end up in the ACC title game that season either. That was the year they beat Notre Dame, the Trajan Bandy pick six.
Who played in the ACC title game that year? Why am I misremembering that?
Was it Pitt? Did it end up being Pitt?
I'm looking.
I believe it was Pitt.
What was that?
I believe it was Pitt.
It was Miami. They lost 38-3
to Clemson.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the year they lost to Clemson. Yeah. Well, anyways, Miami at Pitt tomorrow. We'll talk more about it coming up, and then the Dolphins are going to play the Saints. You got the Heat tomorrow, but today Panthers and Calgary Flames. We'll get into the Cowboys Chiefs as well. Bengals Ravens. I think that surprised a lot of people, and we'll have an eye. A game to keep an eye on with the Eagles and the Chicago Bears as well. I want to find out what Jimmy and Appel did for Thanksgiving. A lot to get to here. It's a abbreviated edition of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Shout out to Josh Appel for sticking around and doing a couple hours with us. Shout out to Jimmy for being a trooper, despite, I'm sure, several plates of turkey last night and coming into the studio. I want to hear about his birthday at the arena on Wednesday. And what he did after. That's right. Your weather, it's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Kind of cold in Miami. I mean, it's not 35, but
sweater weather.
Chilly. Sweater weather. That's right. Hoodie weather. It's in the 60s right now. Appel, Solana, Jimmy, take you up until 4. We're going to talk Dolphins, Saints on the other side. Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show take you up until 4.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I have this fantasy, I've had this for years, of becoming obese and bedridden and just watching TV all day and having people bring me food.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a Black Friday special. Appel, you doing any Black Friday shopping? Like, or I guess it doesn't even count anymore, right? Because everybody just buys everything online. It's a different vibe than it was like 15 years ago.
I did all of my shopping at the Panther store for Black Friday earlier this week. There are very little funds left to do any other kind of shopping after what I dropped at the team store.
I guess you know, it helps when your wife is a big Panthers fan. Like, if I showed up with only Heat or Panthers or like sports team gear at the Solana Christmas or Hanukkah, that would not be good. That would not fly at the Solana household. It just wouldn't.
Now, well, look, we've got a baby on the way in a couple weeks, that's a present in and of itself.
That is very true. What about you, Jimmy? You do any Black Friday shopping? You've done anything? Maybe you're waiting for Cyber Monday deals to kick in?
Not yet. I mean, I've gotten a few things, but I haven't gotten everything yet.
Okay, so what have you gotten, Jimmy? Let's hear it. When you say you've gotten a few things, I want to know.
Well, I can't really say it on the air because they're gifts for people of my family. So I can't really reveal that on the air.
Any more Costco hats?
All right.
No more Costco hats for now.
Jimmy found this one Adidas hat, like a normal just ball cap. And he literally is bought at Costco for like, what was it? $15, $17, Jimmy? How much was it?
Yeah, like 16 bucks each.
Yeah. And he has bought one of those hats. He's gone back and bought one in every color. He could match his Adidas Costco hat with every t-shirt that he has in his closet.
Hey, they were not going to restock, so I had to get them while they're there.
Yeah, I feel like they would have restocked, Jimmy. You would have been fine finding just a generic hat.
No, because they have an asterisk on the price tag. In Costco, when there's an asterisk, that means they're not going to restock it.
We call Jimmy Menthols. Some people call him Jimbo Swishers. Really, you should be Kirkland Jimmy. Because he knows everything about Costco.
I mean, this is spoken like a true 40-year-old here. I mean, he sounds every bit of the big 40.
He does. He does. Yeah, leaning into the age. Perfect. All right. So let's get into this Dolphins game, Appel. You had told us earlier in the week about the Saints. They're going to be an annoying team.
Yeah.
Like, Dolphins fans are going to be surprised at how annoying the Saints are to play. Not doesn't mean they're good, but they're just an annoying team to have to go up against. We'll talk a little bit about the game. I'll get you the updated line in a second. And there was some good news we talked about during headlines. Looks like Austin Jackson is going to end up playing. Darren Waller might be back. The Dolphins, Appel, for the most part, are as healthy as they're going to be all season coming off this bye week.
And it's coming at just the right time. I mean, they got to take care of business against the Saints and the Jets. Big Monday night game against Mason Rudolph potentially and the Steelers. Are we going to look at a 7-7 team going to that Bengal game?
Could you imagine the Dolphins rattling off? So they've won two straight. They win the next three. They'd win five straight to get to 7-7. And then you got to beat it's Tua, Joe Burrow. Like the storylines are just, and then
bad teams are bad teams for a reason. But we're going to look back at that Patriots game, a Charger game, the Panther game, all the ones they blew and had leads late at the beginning of the season and be like, well, you had to climb out of that hole because you weren't a very good team to begin with. And if they were in the category of being what we had hoped, we wouldn't be having the conversation about them blowing all of those games.
It is funny though, right, Appel? Because we could make the case, you could go through some of the games that they lost. Forget the Colts game, they were dominated from start to finish. But you could make the case some of the games that they lost, one score games. They had a chance to go to Buffalo and beat Buffalo on the road earlier this season until Tua threw that interception.
But you take it home in Buffalo.
No, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, you could do that with a lot of these losses.
Sure.
At home against New England, if Devon Achane's toe was half an inch smaller, they win that game. They don't end up losing it. Special teams as well. Like, you look back and we think we knew that the Dolphins were just bad overall. And they are. I'm not making the case otherwise. But there are games where you can look at and say, one mental mistake here, one less running into the punter here or running into the kicker here, and the Dolphins are sitting in a spot where they're actually not just an in-the-hunt team, but they're battling for a legitimate spot in the wild card.
That just shows you how small the margin here is, right? Yeah. Because if they win one or two of those games, McDaniel's seat isn't likely as hot.
For sure.
Even though I think that if they finish the season strong, like they're indicating, like, look, if they lose to the Saints and or they lose to the Jets these next 2 weeks, he's probably as good as gone. But if they're still in the hunt graphic and they close out the season strong, you're looking at Mike McDaniel on the Dolphins sideline again next year.
Yeah, well, I think he's as good as gone either way, personally, but a lot of people don't, which is a perfect segue into what I wanted to get to this segment. On DolphinsWire.com, Adam Stites, who writes for Dolphins Wire, he had an article earlier this morning, a couple days ago, that he writes five Dolphins questions to be...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He answered the remainder of the season. And he starts with, hey, barring a miracle, the Dolphins won't make the playoffs this season. But the first thing that he points out that has to be answered is Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins coach beyond 2025. He says when the Dolphins fired Chris Greer, it was a relative surprise and McDaniel also wasn't sent packing. The team was 2-7 at the time and fresh off that ugly loss to the Baltimore Ravens. But credit to McDaniel and the Dolphins, the team hasn't quit. And he goes on to say over the next month, Dolphins owner Steven Ross has to figure out what he's going to do with his head coach. It is one thing that continues to loom over this team. If they do win the next two, Appel, and I don't think it would surprise anybody if they didn't, but if they do win the next two, and then they get a Monday night football win to get to 7-7. The feeling is going to be McDaniel saved his ass.
For sure.
Doesn't even matter what happens after that.
Well,
he gets to 7-7. The feeling, in my opinion, that saves his job for Steven Ross. And I don't think it should. I'm not telling you I want him to have the job here next year. I want to fret. I'm sticking to this. I want a clean slate. Fresh start. Complete fresh start. But for the question that needs to be answered of what does he need to do to convince Steven Ross, the most patient man in the history of this town, yeah, I think it's get this team to 7-7 and give them a legitimate shot down the final stretch of the three games to make the playoffs.
If they get to 7-7, though, and then they lose to the Bengals at home on Sunday Night Football, they lose to the Bucks at home, and then they lose. I mean, look. You could be looking at a Week 18 game at New England where the Patriots aren't playing for anything, and you get Tommy DeVito starting a quarterback for the Patriots. But if they get to 7-7 and then finish 8-9 again, and they lose the two important games, they beat Tommy DeVito hypothetically. I don't know if that saves his job. 7-7 definitely makes it more likely, but it's just crazy to think about the roller coaster that he's been on this year, where he went from for sure hot seat getting fired, getting his job back, and then potentially, depending on how the final three games go, if they get to 7-7, maybe not.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting, man, because I'm with you. it would be on brand for the McDaniel era, would it not, to lose the two important
sure.
games? And it's the most on brand Dolphins thing. It's the most Dolphins thing possible, which is this season was done. Give you some hope, only to let you down at the end. But here, Appel, here's the thing that I think we're forgetting. Why not fire McDaniel a couple weeks ago if he didn't at the very least consider his job still capable of keeping him? So I don't think Seymour Ross wants to get rid of McDaniel, and that kind of is in line with the reports from some of these national guys in Rappaport that they don't want to fire McDaniel.
I don't think he wants to either. He just extended him very recently. Yeah. And we had Rohan on last week. It was last week, right? Yeah. And he is the first person I've really heard say, no, I kind of want to see the Dolphins keep Mike McDaniel. And to be honest, like, there's part of me that wants to see Mike McDaniel with a quarterback of his choosing and not someone that he was like having an arranged marriage with, because we saw what he could do with someone of the limitations of Tua Tagovailoa. I would love to see him be able to go into this draft. I don't know if they have the ammo. I don't think they do to trade up, because with the way the season's trending, they're not going to draft as high anymore. But like, I would love to see him handpick a quarterback and try and develop that player. I really would, because I want to see what he's like with a quarterback who isn't Tua Tagovailoa or Skylar Thompson or Tim Boyle or one of these guys.
It's the next thing on this list. Again, reading from Dolphins Wire, 5 things the Dolphins need to figure out by the end of the season. Is Tua Tagovailoa going to be back next season as well? We don't really even have to get into this. I mean, we've talked about this so much, Appel. But yeah, I mean, these are the two big questions, I think. And to be fair, to not make this, you know, an anti-Tua thing, and because I you know how I feel, which is I don't think he's capable of being a Super Bowl caliber quarterback. I just don't, and I could be wrong about that, but based on what we've seen this season, clearly his physical tools have been limited, and he just hasn't played well. While the Dolphins have been winning these games, they're doing it without big Tua Tagovailoa performances. So while Mike McDaniel, these wins reflect the opportunity for him to save his job and prove that, hey, I can still be a worthwhile head coach to keep around, you're not exactly feeling the same way after these wins about Tua.
No, and look, the decision's been made on Tua Tagovailoa. It's just whether or not the divorce happens in this offseason or next offseason.
Right.
Tua Tagovailoa will not be a Miami Dolphin after 2026. Full stop. It is either he's gone now or he's gone later. And it will all depend on whether or not they can find a trade partner for him. Because, like, early in the season when you're 1-6 and he's not playing well and he's atrocious and he's got all this noise self-inflicted from his own press conferences, I think you really think about, all right, like, for 1 year, can we take the cap hit? We're not going to be good next year anyways. Whatever. But now, like, his play has gotten, like, slightly better. And worst case scenario is, say you draft a quarterback and Tua is here for one more year. That's not the worst thing in the world, because then you get out of that cap situation after next season. So I don't think that it's, you know, I do think the decision's been made. It's just a matter of if it's now or if it's later.
It's interesting to say the decision has been made. I agree with you. I think the decision should have been made a season ago, but here we are. I want to finish this list. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we still have got 3 more things that the Dolphins need to decide what to do before the end of the season. I'll look ahead to the Saints game with Josh Appel as well. Who are you? What broadcast are you working this weekend on Sunday? What game do you have?
We've got Rams Panthers from Charlotte on Sundays. Low key a good game.
Panthers 6-6.
Appel. Yeah, Panthers 6-6. They're half game behind the Bucks, who are spiraling right now. Everybody's seeming to get hurt for the Bucks, but I mean, Matthew Stafford, what he's doing at 37 years old right now.
Crazy.
30 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They're one of the best offenses in the league over the last handful of games. Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, and their defense. I said on the show, by the way, what was it, on Thursday? No, Wednesday, when I came on for when you were going to the Heat game, I said that Chris Shula was Don Shula's son. His grandson. Shula's grandson has the number one scoring defense in the league. Let me, before we go to commercial break, I found this stat to be really interesting.
Yeah, and there's no way we can go to commercial break before we hear this stat. So go ahead.
100% correct. The Rams could be the first team since 1921, when the Buffalo All-Americans did it, to have the number one scoring D, the player who led the league in passing touchdowns, and the player who led the league in receiving touchdowns. I think that's pretty interesting.
That's crazy.
1921.
That is crazy. Yeah. That is crazy. 1921, they're still playing on the official grid, iron.
Can we have the second installment of that next segment too?
All right. We'll take a break here. 3 o'clock hour, our final hour of today is coming up. No Hawk, no Crowder. They'll be back on Monday. We'll talk a little bit about the Canes as well. Canes at Pitt. Get you updated on what the Heat are looking for tonight in the NBA Cup. A lot to get to on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.